Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking and praying this week about mission partnerships, but how we can pray for the missions that we support with our finances, with our encouragement, with our time. The missions that are involved in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our state, in our world. Recognizing that there are those who devote their lives to the mission of making Jesus known. And it's actually a mission that's a responsibility to all of us. It's our job as a believer to make Jesus known wherever we're at. There are a group of people who devote their lives to leaving the workplace that they may have once held, to training in a language that they had not yet known, to moving to a country, a community that is foreign to them, for the purpose of making Jesus known, serving as a missionary. And so those are who we're focused on. And each morning we've been talking about a different way that we can pray for our missionaries. And today we're going to focus in on praying about effectiveness. Now, effectiveness is a term that sometimes within Christian communities gets equated with numbers. An effective church is a growing church. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's a big church. What does that mean? Well, it's a church of 100. It's a church of 500. It's a church of 5,000. Depending on who you ask, numbers will be thrown out as the measurement for what an effective church looks like. The difficulty with that is you can have a church of 50 who are dedicated to representing Jesus every day that they live. And you can have a church of 5,000 who show up, listen, give, but do nothing about representing Jesus outside of their weekly gathering. I would tend to think that 50 who are representing Jesus daily is more effective. So we can't base it on numbers, but we base it on the work of God's Spirit through individuals, accomplishing what God desires to be done. You think of effectiveness, you think of someone that's living obediently to God, trusting that his part in the kingdom is being accomplished, whether it's planting seed or watering the plants or being involved in the harvest. And rather than simply look at the harvesters as the ones who are effective, we look at all of those who are involved in sharing the good news of Jesus. In fact, Paul writes, and he says in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 8 and 9, "But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me." I don't know about you, but that kind of sounds contradictory. I'm going to stay here because a great door of opportunity is open to me. An opportunity for effective work. Well, I'm going to stay here because there's a great number that oppose me. We tend to think, in our my mind at least, that effective work is not likely to take place if there's great opposition. That's called hard work. That's called difficult work. Effective? When nobody wants it? Paul could see through the opposition. He could see through the hardship. He could listen to God's Spirit who says, stay here, because there are many who not only need to hear, but that will respond. The effective work had to do with the message of God being presented and taking root, and that God's Spirit would grow that seed that was planted in the lives of many. And so when we pray for our missionaries, we pray that their work would be effective. Not necessarily popular, but that it would produce good fruit. That the harvest, when it's time for harvest, would be plentiful, but there would be contentment in the process. The effectiveness has more to do with the faithfulness of the one planting the seed than it does with the diligence of the one opposing. When we look into God's Word, we discover that these doors of effective partnership, of effective sharing of the good news, we're often in the midst of people that were upset with it. Their minds were already being challenged. That's why they were in opposition. But because the opposition was so great, I think it also helped others to wonder, what could be so bad about this that they're so opposed to it? So perhaps the opposition increased the effectiveness. But whatever it is, Paul's request was that this delay in his travel plans would not only be understood, but the people would pray that this effectiveness would be realized. And that God would be glorified. And the missions that you are involved with and giving and praying for and encouraging are endeavors that God wants to see be effective in their work. And so today we pray. And we pray for effectiveness. That in the due time, reaps a harvest of righteousness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to be right with you. Because you've given us what we need, we pray today for effectiveness in the work of those involved in missions. The missions of simply going to work and living a life that shares Jesus. Going to school and living a life that loves like Jesus. But also the missions that pack up the belongings and move around the world, that learn foreign languages, that loves people they've had little in common with. And spends day in and day out building relationships and trust so the good news of Jesus can be proclaimed and that it would be accepted. The effectiveness in lives that are transformed. The effectiveness of lives that are turning to Jesus. In the midst of the opposition, may there be great effectiveness. And Father, for all of those who take the command of Jesus to go and make disciples, may we take that command seriously and may we pray for effectiveness. That as a result of our efforts, that in due time He will reap a harvest. And Father, in all of those moments of effectiveness that we discover, that are made known to us, may we lift up Jesus as the reason for being effective. That as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.